Alright, no weapon formed against me shall prosper. Lie, lie, lie. Somebody say lie, lie. Not possible. Why? Because we prevail. We prevail against every power of the enemy. Alright, today is a wonderful day. I've talked about this for a while, that today we'll be having the iconic Cheryl Franklin live on the show with us today. And it's just so amazing. It is so amazing on this fantastic Wednesday morning to have her join us and to fellowship with us on the Praise the Clock Show. Coming fresh off the heels of the release of one or two new projects and some that she's working on as well. So, hey guys, it's a phone interview, so it's not like Cheryl Franklin is in Lagos. So, it's a lockdown everywhere. So, we're going to go straight to the phone lines right about now, have a chat with Cheryl Franklin, and let's just have this fantastic conversation with the renowned Jamaican music icon, Cheryl Franklin. Let me go straight to the air right now. I'm kind of excited about this. Good morning to you.
Bless up yourself. Good morning. Thank you so much for having me on your show.
It is such a pleasure. You know what? It's such a shame, yeah. The last time I had a conversation with you, I think it was a few years ago on the show. And I kind of promised myself to work on my patois, but it's still very...
Yeah.
It still sucks. Yeah, man.
Don't worry. In time, it will get better. Yeah, man.
The only one I'm really good at is just saying, yeah, man.
Pigeon, you know. Well, that's the easiest one. That's the easiest one. You're doing well. Don't worry yourself. It will get better with time.
Amen. Good morning to you. How are you doing today?
You know, I'm doing really well. I was just here doing my devotion, and it was just bringing joy to my spirit.
Wow.
You know, I was reading from Psalms 139, and I was just chuckling while reading it because I'm like, wow, this is so sweet. Mm. It says, how precious also are your thoughts towards me, O God. Mm. How great is the sum of them. If I should count them, they would be more than the number of sand. And I'm like, oh God, thank you. Wow. I was just here being thankful to God, you know, because so many people right now is finding it very challenging to be thankful, because they're saying, look on what's happening around us. The lockdown, you know, some people losing their jobs, some people can't see them way out. But the Bible said, in all things, give thanks. So when I read this scripture, I was just saying, God, thank you that I'm precious to you. Thank you. That precious meaning that I'm valuable. Yeah. I'm of great value, that you highly esteem me. Thank you that even though I'm not perfect, your thoughts towards me and how you see me is so precious. And I'm so grateful and humbled that regardless of what I've done, not getting things right, you know, every day tripping up on something, you know, something that I'm probably not even mindful of, that your thoughts towards me is precious and is good. And just, you know, through that, I'm encouraging myself to continue to worship God. You know, encourage yourself to continue to worship God. And I'm not talking about the worship that people over exaggerating on to sing praise song. God, that is not even half of it. It's just worshiping. True worship is really living a life of holiness and living a life that is pleasing to God. So that is the fullness of worship, not just doing a song to him, but really making a difference, walking in purpose, making a difference, your light shining in this dark world.
Wow, that's...
that was my breakfast.
Thanks for sharing your breakfast with me. You are very kind. You are very, very kind.
You're most welcome.
I can do with a lot of that right now, because you know this is a time when being thankful is not one of those expressions that we can easily come across.
Uh-huh,
everything looks bleak for a lot of people. And so somebody tuned into the show might say, please, it's because of Cheryl Franklin. I mean, she's living the life. That's why she's saying, thankful. So how can, let's just touch on that a little before we move on. Yeah.
For
that person who is like deep down out, who is flat out right now, who is like our guest said yesterday, going through that valley of the shadow of death right now. How can I maintain an attitude of thanksgiving in that particular phase?
You know, one of the things that I do, I look on, is where God has taken me from. Where you are now is not where you used to be. You know, where you are, I remember being in the hospital with pneumonia as a little girl, and everything was pointing that I was going to die. I'm not there anymore. I remember not having anything, not having a father in my life, not really having a mother in my life, not really having anybody, but to figure out life by myself. I remember not having a place to rest my weary head. It was from yard to yard, but I'm not there anymore. And basically, you trace where the, you know, you trace the steps where God has brought you from. And as bad as it is right now, the fact that you have, you may not have food in your fridge, but you have a fridge. You may not look in your closet and you have many shoes. You have a closet to look on whether it's empty. It could have been worse. You could have been in the mortuary. You could have been in a situation. I always tell people, wherever you are in life, somebody somewhere is seeing where you are as a dream for them. They are dreaming to have what you are having that you're complaining about. And also, if you have a kingdom mindset and you're really transformed and your mind is renewed, you know that it is well with you. It will be well with you. You know what I'm saying? You know that there will be a turnaround. You know that God's got you. It does not matter what the government is doing. It no matter what. It no matter. That's why the Bible says, let everything that have breath praise God. You know why? Because I'm coming out of that valley. That valley is not my permanent place. That valley is a temporary spot that is so necessary. That is going to shape me, make me a better person, and make me overcome some things that only that valley can give me. So I'm just saying, look on where you used to be, where you are now, and count the ways of the things that God has taken you out of. Yeah, for some of us, we're coming from greatness and we're at the lowest level right now. We're coming from the big house, the big car, and God has reduced us. But all things is working together for your good. Why? Because God loves me. And because I know He loves me. Oh, when I don't have shoes on my feet, Father, I thank you because it will get better. I don't have food to eat. God, you will never allow you. You will, you understand me? Corona try to come in, but you will give your angels charge over me. Whatever it is well with me. And it's just that place that you don't walk in fear. You don't allow the enemy to use your own mouth to curse yourself. You don't allow the enemy to control your emotions and your feelings, that you say things that is contrary to what how God wants you to operate in, what God wants you to show forth right now. Because right now, God is repositioning us. God is preparing us as the body. God is preparing His body for a greater glory. But we can't see it. Many people can't see it right now because they don't understand what's going on. This is about Lazarus being dead, and God is about to call him. Lazarus, come out of those grave clothes. We're coming out, and there will be a glory coming. But while you're going through this, just be still and know that, you know what, God? Every booking cancel, but it is well. God, I can't say about tomorrow, but it is well. It's time for you, your confidence level, to be built up in God right now. Don't allow the enemy to make you have an ungrateful spirit at such a time as this. God, that's what he wants. He wants you to curse God. And you're not that kind of person. So don't allow him to put you in a place where that was not designed for you to be in. Don't allow him to use your mouth to curse yourselves.
Wow. That's deep stuff. That's, you know, while you were talking about that, I just thought about Easter. When you talked about the Lazarus moment. And, you know, Easter is just upon us, just a few days from now. I think Easter is going to make a lot more meaning in this time. Especially for the fact that it brings us to that point where we remember how Jesus was dead and how everybody thought it was all down and out.
Over.
Only for him to resurrect on the third day.
Resurrection power. That's right. You know, I have to share this testimony with you because somebody need to hear this right now, because somebody need their spirit being ministered to. And I've never shared anything on social media about it. But I left, I'm actually in England because we were supposed to leave to Jamaica.
Wow.
And then the whole quarantine started. So we couldn't leave because Jamaica has closed their border. England closed their border. But we left Jamaica on the 4th of March, right?
Yeah.
That was on my birthday. We left Jamaica on the 4th of March, but there was a prescription that we had to fill, right? So while on our way to the airport, we filled the prescription. When I got to the airport and in the lounge waiting to board the plane, I sent a picture of the prescription to my doctor because we're friends. And I said, hey, doc, got the stuff, all is well, we're ready. Then she came back and she said, they gave you the wrong prescription.
Wow.
That is not what I wrote. So she said to us, okay, send me a picture of the prescription. And we sent her a picture of the prescription. She said, Chevelle, that is not what I wrote for them to give to you. But they gave you the wrong prescription. Please follow me on this, right? They gave you the wrong prescription. I said, all right, then, okay, well, we're at the airport. There's nothing we can do about it. I will keep it. And when I come back to Jamaica, I'll go back to the pharmacy and let them know they have to be careful that they don't... they're giving people the wrong prescription. So we had forgotten about it, came to England, we went to Birmingham, did the concert, God be praised. And when we were ready to go back to Jamaica, that's when everything got shut down. And then isolation came. And so within 3 weeks after, I mean, there was just isolation, you know, all of that going on. And then my husband fell ill, not the corona. He fell ill at this point. They said nobody must come to the hospital unless is if you leave to go to the hospital, you're actually going to put yourself at risk to get the virus. Right? So it's best to stay home. My husband fell ill. So there was no clinic to go to because the clinic closed and everything was just on lockdown. As I said, 3 weeks after fell ill and there was nowhere to go. On the third day of my husband being in excruciating pain, we went to Google and my husband said, "Babe, that pill that they prescribed, the wrong one, let's see what it is good for and what are the symptoms of what I'm having." We Googled it and they're saying, "This is exactly what you need to solve the problem." So the wrong tablet became the right thing.
Oh, come on now.
The wrong thing became the right thing. Everything may look wrong right now.
Oof.
Everything may look wrong right now. But there is a divine turnaround coming. Yes, the churches are closed. You can't figure out nothing. You can't see how you're going to come through this. But I'm telling you, God is up to something. The tablet that was prescribed, that was deemed as the wrong medication, God foreknew that there was no other way we could get through to a doctor. The prescription that was deemed as wrong became the very thing that we needed to solve the problem on the third day.
Wow. Wow.
And within 5 days, everything was cleared up. My husband was perfectly fine.
Oh, Lord. Oh, Lord. I just...
And the thing is that made it was the thing that made it glorious was the tablet that my husband needed to take. You could not just... It would have had to be prescribed by a doctor.
Right.
It's not that, okay, well, I can go to the pharmacy because, yes, pharmacies was open, but you couldn't go to the pharmacy and just get it, like, you know, across the counter. You would have to go and see a doctor. And through that, clearly, God was just saying to me, be still. In this moment, be still. In the stillness, press into me. That's what God is saying right now to his body, you know. I want to teach you to know me for yourself. Every other voice that you have been hearing is the voice of everyone else that is telling you what I am saying. But I want you to know me for yourself in this, just in this season. Press into me. Don't depend on anybody to come and deliver the word to you. Yes, there are people that gonna hear from God and they're gonna deliver the word, but in this season I want you and me, baby, me and you, just intimacy. We want to turn it up. We're gonna turn it up to another level. And so God is getting glory from this situation. God didn't send this virus, but God is working it for his good. So at this time, that's what I'm saying, in this season is not the time to doubt God. It's not the time to allow panic to come in. It's not the time to walk in fear. It's the time to be bold and courageous. It's the time to walk in the strength of God.
Wow.
Walking in the strength of God means that I take up his promises and I'm running with it because I cannot fail. I'm serving a God who does not slumber and him not sleep. Him not sleep. Wow. Nothing no miss him. Wow. You know what I'm saying? Nothing no miss him. So I'm walking in his strength, not in my own, because my own strength going to fail me. My own strength going to tell me, say, you know what, give up right here. But then when I hold on to the word of God, I'm stepping in his strength. I'm running with confidence. I know that this thing, this too will pass. So I know I don't need to be afraid of nothing. I don't need to be afraid of anything. What am I going to be afraid of when he's given his angels charge over me?
Wow. I mean, when you were sharing that testimony, I was having goosebumps already. I mean, this is
unbelievable. That's a miracle.
I'm telling you, this is just a great testimony.
Oh my God.
I mean, this is just a great testimony of all things work together for our good.
All things is working together for your good.
Whoa.
You see the seed of the righteous, you have to get the benefits. As a seed of the righteous, understand that there are benefits being the seed of the righteous. Being a child of God, there are benefits. So all when there is pain and affliction, the deliverer is on his way. He know what you can tolerate, you know, because just imagine when my husband just said, "Babe, that tablet that they prescribed, let me just check it out." That at the time, he was at his worst because he couldn't bear what was going on. And every symptom that was going on that my husband had, the pill was the only that they could prescribe, that be prescribed for it.
Wow.
3 weeks prior or more in Jamaica, we were saying, oh my God, they prescribed wrong. So they took up the wrong thing. So, let not your heart be troubled. Love this, and him have you, him have me. So don't worry about nothing. All will be well. All will be well. Nigeria, all will be well.
Amen.
It doesn't matter what it look like right now. All will be well.
Wow.
All will be well.
Thank you so much, Cheryl, for sharing so much hope on the show this morning. Ah, man. And we have not even gotten to the main thing yet, but thank you. Thank you so much. I mean, that testimony, I think it's just very, very apt for a time like this. Okay, so I want to check. Amen. I want to check on you. I want to ask you a question that I have not asked you before.
Yeah, man, no problem.
But I want you to be very, very sincere with me. Yeah.
I am.
So there is. We all know. For those who know the story of Cheryl Franklin very well, dating back to the early 90s of how your career was booming on the mainstream. Your big single with Beanie Man, and how your dancehall career was just on the rise. It was just heading to its peak, you know, and then you had that encounter with Jesus and you became a Christian. And I recall you shared this the last time we had this chat on the radio about how you got on stage that day, and instead of the song you were supposed to perform, then you did this Silver and Gold. You did Silver and Gold, and a lot of things just changed for you from that point on, and it's been that same story for this long now. My question, looking back in retrospect today, truthfully, do you have any regrets for that decision you made?
You know, to be honest with you, I have not had any regrets, because while I was out there, God was ministering to me. The only thing that I've missed was the genuineness that artists have to each other. I missed that kind of a non-judgmental kind of a love, respect, and kind of a, that's what I missed. Because even the other day, I was awarded as an iconic, you know, in Jamaica, and I saw my old friends from back in the day when, you know, as a young girl growing up in the business, and there was such love in the room as usual. There was more of a respect and honor that was in the room. Unfortunately, when you go into gospel, it's kind of bittersweet. So that's the only part that I, but otherwise there's nothing else, because even though I was not a Christian then, there was a scripture verse that used to, you know, just used to be like a thorn in my flesh. And the scripture verse was, what does it profit a man to gain the world and lose his soul? So I was very much, you know, and then God would visit me all the time, because he would show me that what I was after is not what I think he could give to me. You know, I thought that money and fame and, you know, and so when I got the opportunity to go around people who had the money and the fame, I realized that they had the very void that I thought that money would fill, that I thought that fame would fill. Because I, with the record label, I would go to these executive parties. I mean, I was going to Paris to Janet Jackson's party. I was in London to with Mariah Carey's party, Whitney Houston engagement party, and all these festivals, these other stuff. And being around a lot of those international superstars, when you take that look, you see the loneliness. You see that even though they're in a room that so many people seem like they're loving on them, you know, for them, it's really because they have the bag. And you could tell that there is this void in them. So God was actually showing me that what I was chasing was vanity. And that even when I get it, it still could not fulfill. It still wouldn't bring the joy. Yes, it would bring a level of joy. Okay, I can buy my mother one house, and I can buy my sister house, and I can feed the whole world. You know, it still would not fulfill, give me the fulfillment that I was looking for. So, you know, but the only thing that I really miss is just that place of, you know, we could sit down in the studio as artists and vibe, and it was just pure love. It was pure love, you know, but in gospel, it did surprise me, because, and I'm not saying that everybody is like that. I'm just saying there was just more of a beautiful love there than when I became a Christian. I didn't know about competitive spirit until I, there was competitive spirit in the world, don't get me wrong, but it was on a different kind of, and I think because you expected people to know better, because you came in with the eyes, this clear eyes, thinking, oh, okay, we're one in the Lord, and you know, and then you try to meet people, and then it's just like, oh my God, they're such divas. You're like, oh wow, I didn't expect this. So that's the only part, that's the only thing I missed.
That's the only thing I missed. Yeah. And it's been so many years. It's been decades now, back to back. Just been a blessing to the body of Christ, and it's just beautiful. All right, so I'm going to go quickly straight to 2020, and then I'll just rewind a little bit before we wrap it up. Now, you have a new album coming out, South Wind Volume 1.
Oh my God.
I know we're supposed to talk about the single and the bonus track that you put out, but I'm coming to that. When I hear South Wind Volume 1, first thing that comes to mind is this is a sequel. Yeah. So tell me, how many volumes are we supposed to be looking out for?
You know, I want to tell you something. I can only tell you as the Lord leads, because the way how it happened so fast, I originally went to do 2 songs and then it ended up being an entire album.
Wow.
You know, the whole album was done in the space of about 2.5-3 weeks. So it was that quick. So there are so many songs in me, but you know, so it doesn't take long to do a lot of songs, but I kind of, it probably can be up to 10. I don't know, as they say, as the Holy Ghost leads.
We are ready to receive. We are ready to receive. We are ready to receive.
Okay, amen. So, amen.
So what when you say south wind, what does it mean? South wind.
South wind, right? I remember my husband saying to me when we were leaving South Africa, because I recorded the album in South Africa, right? I remember he said to me, "Babes, what are we gonna name the album?" And right away, the word South Wind dropped in my spirit.
Wow.
And I thought to myself, oh, that's a lovely name. I thought it just dropped in my spirit. And I said to him, oh, South Wind. And he's like, wow, that's a beautiful name. So I was like, oh, thank you, Holy Spirit. And then I thought, okay, maybe God gave the name because it was recorded in South Africa. And then I started to kind of seek God more on it. And, you know, when I went into the scripture, I realized that the south wind brings heat. You know, every wind brings a different climate, a different temperature, sorry. And the south wind is the one wind that will bring correction, will bring heat, will purify. You know, the heat is unbearable. You can't just stand up. When the south wind begins to blow, you are going to feel it, you know, and it's going to swinge off any little hair on your skin. So it's not that you can't stand up. It comes from the deep parts, the deepest parts of the desert. That's where it comes from, and it represents purification. It represents rebuilding. It represents tearing down and building back up. And so I just was just in love with what the Holy Spirit gave me. And so that's how the name was birthed.
South wind.
South wind,
we're looking forward to it. We're really looking forward to it. Now, let me give you my experience with the two songs that you just dropped. I Prevail and Go in Your Strength.
Yes,
so, because I was privileged to hear I Prevail first before Go in Your Strength, I loved it at first listen. In fact, my wife just heard me playing the song the first time I was listening to it, and she's like, "Who's that?" I mean, she was shocked when I told her it was Sheryl Franklin, because she thought it was one of our Nigerian worship ministers. You know, it just sounded something she could really relate with. And, you know, talking about the blood and pleading the blood and no weapon being formed. It's just like it's a victory declaration. And I just find it I see it as a kind of anthem that should be declared often as possible as it is. Exactly. That's something for I Prevail. And then Go in Your Strength then came at me after a few like a week after. And honestly, because I was so attached to I Prevail, I'm like, yo, Go in Your Strength, still chill, man. I'm not ready to move yet. Yeah. I'm still dwelling on my I Prevail. Then I saw the video. Seeing the video, I don't know, I saw the video and I had to put it on replay. Listening to Go in Your Strength over and again just got stuck on some kind of loop in my head. So it starts to play back to back again, and that is becoming a favorite of mine right now. Okay, so
thank God.
let us start with the I Prevail. I need you to tell us a bit about this. It's a song of power, a song of assurance. But I was so shocked to hear that the song was recorded many years before now.
The song was written many years before. Because normally when I write songs and I would just kind of test it. So I would do Festival of Life in England, and I would just test it, just throw it out there. And that's what I did. That's why so many people hear it, because they visit my YouTube channel and they would hear me sing it. So it wasn't officially recorded. But when my sister fell ill, I was singing. I decided I'm going to record this song for her, right? And so in South Africa, I chose it because as I said, I wanted it to be an encouragement to her. Mm. And I started to record. I recorded the song, so the song was not really meant to be released now. It was supposed to come out in December. So when the virus came, and to be honest with you, before I even recorded it in that season, I wanted to change the words to other things, like I prevail over poverty, I prevail over, you know, just to kind of give it a bit more dimension to it. And it just didn't happen. I kept saying, I prevail over sickness, I prevail over sickness. And so, we just left it at that. And we end up getting it mixed and mastered, and we just have it sitting down saying it's for December. And then the virus came. And when the virus came, the Lord pushed us, you know, because it was really about going your strength. The Lord pushed us into putting that song out. And, you know, I said to God, but God, I went through some personal thing with it. I said, but God, my sister passed, you know, and I've been singing this song, I Prevail, and singing it for Marcia, you know. And I was just talking to God, and I said, but God, she died, you know. And then he said to me that even in death, the seed of the righteous prevail. Even in death, seed of the righteous prevail. And it gave me that assurance and that peace, and so we just put it out, and, you know, glory be to God.
Hallelujah.
It is a song of the time, you know. It is a song that really ministering to people and really being a blessing to the body of Christ, and not just the body of Christ, but those who are not yet saved, because this is the year that God told me it would be the year of souls. There's going to be a great harvest. He told me this in 2019, that this is the year of great harvest of souls, and I didn't know how it was going to happen, but the way it looked like it's going to be the year. whichever way God chooses to bring it to pass, he's God all by himself, and a him run things. You understand what I'm saying?
Yes.
When canola, the canola can, the virus can shut down everybody, nothing can shut God down.
That's right.
So he's having his way, and I'm so grateful to God that this song, I Prevail, is like an anthem, and it's picking up, you know?
Yeah.
It's picking up, and I'm grateful that I'm able to have a song that speaks as a rhema
for
now.
I Prevail, I Prevail. By the way, guys, that song is available everywhere. It's available on Praise World Radio. You can follow the link right there and add that song to your playlist at this moment. Yesterday on the show,
I also want to encourage them to go and visit my YouTube channel. It's also there, and they can also download it as a seed into the ministry. Download it from any digital platform.
So please, guys, go there. That's the song playing at the background right now. Yesterday on the show, I posted a question out there asking people, what is that song that is helping you through this season right now? And a lot of people did share various songs because music has such a strong power to inspire in a time like this. And so I'm grateful to God, and God bless you so much for allowing yourself being used of God to put out this sound.
Thank you.
At this particular season. Yeah. All right. Now let's go to Go In Your Strength. Ha. So the video, So you know what? Let's start with that video. All right. So I was watching the video a few days ago, and and I'm like, oh, first off, that studio. Oh boy.
Yes.
Oh boy.
Oh my goodness.
Guys, if you're wondering what Tola and Cheval is talking about this morning, you have to go check the video out, all right, so you can understand exactly what it is that we're talking about. First thing after you're done with this broadcast, make sure you go check out the videos on YouTube, Go In Your Strength, so you can understand what we are talking about. Now, that studio, though, woo, that's some state-of-the-art studio right there.
I mean, my husband is a phenomenal individual. You see, he is such a visionary, because he has known of this studio for kids, he's known of the studio in South Africa.
Wow.
It's like we had to drive like 4.5 hours out, and he made it happen. This has been a studio, a world-class studio, that the government built years, you know, and it was intended to attract tourists, outside people to come. So that studio, I think Michael Jackson has recorded there, Aretha Franklin, Joy, a Celebration, Lucky Dube, and some other artists. And it is just one beauty. I've never been in a studio like that. That was just one of the rooms. The movie, The Lion King, the soundtrack, everything was done there. When we brought the musicians of South Africa there, they didn't even know about it. It was a new discovery, because you have to drive, like, we drove 4.5 hours to get there. So I'm just so glad that I was able to do something there. And, you know, people can go and check out the studio. There's documentary. It's called BOP Recording Studio, South Africa. It's just a lovely place to be to record. Yeah.
Such an amazing studio, man. I'm like, woo.
Yeah. Yeah. And it's a real deal.
Wow. I love it. And the equipment, the mixers and all of that. I'm like, ooh, this is good. Yeah. So
there's so much more there. There's so much more there. They have like, when they go there, they'll see it.
I would love to drop by there one of these days. Yes. All right. So now tell me about the idea behind that video. You know, you were cleaning and then you were singing and then what tell me about that concept.
The concept was really this woman who cleans. She's a cleaner.
Yeah.
And she has a voice and is hoping that one day that she would get that opportunity to record. So I became the dream of that cleaner, which obviously it was me, but I became the one that tell you that dream can come true, you know, for doesn't matter whether you're a cleaner, a janitor, you know, God can do anything for you. And the reality, anything for you. And also there's a reality behind it, that before I even got the opportunity as an artist in Jamaica, there were things that I had to do. You know, I don't know if you know artists like Dennis Brown and Gregory Isaacs and all those big iconic artists from Jamaica. Before I even got the chance to record, I was the little girl that run into the shop to buy bun and cheese and sweeping up the yard. And then I moved from sweeping up the yard to get an opportunity to sit in the studio with these artists, and you know, then they hear me hum something, then I was able to sing on a track, and then I became my own artist. So my journey basically has been so much like that girl who cleaned. You know, there's nothing, and it's a sense where I want to tell these people, who these young artists coming up, that you know, there's a season for everything. Some of the season is a season to just chill and go and learn and maybe to serve some coffee. Ain't nothing wrong with that. You know, because as you will grow, when people see, it's easier for someone to help somebody who shows a level of humility. You know, it's easier for them to go the extra mile for you. And sometimes it takes these things, and then, you know, the destiny helps come and say, what can I do for you? You know, how can I facilitate? How can I help? You know, but so don't despise you going to buy something at the shop for somebody. Don't despise. Don't always want to be paid for everything. There are some things that you just have to do to sow into your own destiny.
Yeah.
So with that, me being in the studio cleaning, I did that for sure also. I did that for sure when all the other iconic artists, the Shabarangs, were recording. I did that when so many of them were recording, and that I ended up being an artist myself eventually.
Wow. I mean, there's so much inspiration in just one interview. Whoa. Oh my goodness. All right, so we go in.
Thank God.
Now when I first heard the title of the song, and let's close with this, when I first heard the title of the song, Go In Your Strength, before I heard the song, just hearing the title, I was thinking it's more like go in your strength, like me telling you, like you telling me, Tola, go in Tola strength, you know, go in your strength, go.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
I just thought about it, like, be strong and just be strong and just go there in the strength, of the, you know. But then hearing the song, I realized that there's a change of focus in what I was thinking. It's more of going in the strength of the Lord, taking on the strength of the Lord. And I recall a verse in the Bible that talks about the joy of the Lord being our strength.
My strength.
How can we practically now, trying to delve into the revelation behind the song, how can we tap into the strength of God in our day-to-day life?
One of the things that makes you tap into the strength of God is really finding time to know Him. If I don't find time to know Him, and one of the ways do I know Him? As I said to you, my breakfast was from the Word, you know. And it don't have to be where you're going to study the whole Bible and you have to know Genesis to Revelation. It can be one scripture: my help comes from the Lord. He's my shade on my right hand. And what it does, it actually builds your confidence as you stand and you minister to your soul. That's what David did. Mm. He ministered to his soul. So he used the Word and cleansed his soul. That was like a bath for him every morning. Mm. You know, he would speak a word over him, so, and it was the Word of the Lord. Mm-hmm. He would says, my soul doth magnify the Lord, even when your soul not feeling like magnifying Him, but you speak it into your spirit and eventually you become one with it. Mm-hmm. And that's what I normally do, because by the time you finish watch CNN Jesus and you finish watch
and you finish read
and hear what people have to say. Mm. You have to go back to the well. You have to go back to the well. You have to go back to that pool and go dip one more time to wash you, to wash away the residue of every negative word spoken. So that's what the Word do. And I'm saying to you, even if it's one, the Lord is my shepherd, I will not fear. You understand me?
Yeah.
The Lord is thy shade on my right hand. And it's like the fuel that you need. So whenever something comes upon you, so it strengthens you in the Lord. So that's how you end up going in the strength of God.
The
they said, okay, 20,000 people going to die. Well, I will not die. I will live to declare the glory. I'm going in that strength. You understand me?
Yes, sir.
When I go in that strength, my confidence is not easily shaken. When I go in that strength, my confession is life and not death. When I go in the strength of God, there is hope. All I can see happening is hopelessness, I am not easily shaken. So that's when it goes. I go in the strength of God. Mm. In your strength I will go. I will flourish until the moon is no more. It's like God giving you a word of prosperity in the time of famine.
Wow.
God giving you a word of, and that's what He's been doing. I've been having some dreams lately, and I'm like, God, you're not easy, you know, but I love it. I said, God, you're really my father, and talk to Him as a friend. Talk to Him as me and you reasoning. God, and if people think so, you're mad, if people think that you're crazy because you're talking to Him like that, it is well, it is okay. You don't have to worry about them. God, how you love me. How precious are your thoughts towards me. Have that kind of fellowship with Him. And so that's basically what the song is saying.
Wow.
You are my maker. You knit me in my mother's womb. Oh, I bless you. You are my keeper. When I call on you, when I call, I know you won't turn me away. When my earthly father will say to me, I don't have the time for that, He always have time for me. So everything that's in the song is so biblical. You understand me? You are my maker.
Yes.
You are my keeper. You are my defender. You are everything that I need. There is nothing else that I need right now that can give me what I need to win but you. And you talk to him. It's like, you know, I'm sure when your wife sometimes talks to you and says, baby, you are the best thing that ever happened to me.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, you feel good. Right in that moment, you will just take your wallet and give her. She'll fool you. She's wooing you. She's telling you, oh, babe, there's nobody that can do the job as good as you. Boom. Right there so you feel good. It's the same way God feels when he know you're using back his word to him. God, you're good. God, you're great. Father, I magnify you. Lord, me and you, oh, my God. You just go crazy for him. And as I say, it's not between you and nobody else but you and him. You and him in this season, that's all you need to win. Yeah. I will go in your strength. In your strength, I will go. I will flourish until the moon is no more. There's no ending to it. I will flourish like a palm tree. I will flourish until the moon is no more. So we go in 2020 in the strength of God. In the strength of God. Because we can't lose. We won't lose. We won't lose, and we will not die in this season. Death is not our portion. We will live. Why? Because we're going in the strength of God.
Hallelujah. Wow. Wow. Oh, boy. Thank you so very much. I've had such a great time on the show today, and that is the story of a lot of other people. Yesterday, we had a very amazing interview today, and I'm getting this feedback from somebody right now saying a combination of yesterday's interview and today's interview is just a good mixture of faith and hope. Wow.
Amen. Glory to God. Amen.
Thank you so very much. Thank you so very much. So everybody has to go check that song out. Apart from listening to it on the radio, do add it to your playlist. It's available on Deezer, Spotify, iTunes, Apple Music, Amazon, everywhere you get your music. And do check out the video as well and see what Cheval was talking about. See her doing the cleanup of the studio and also the entire band and everything. Really crisp, clean, and lovely. Thank you so much. Always a pleasure chatting with you. And my favorite Nigerian, you know?
Yeah, man, for real. Thank God.
Do take care of yourself and enjoy the rest of your day.
Thank you so much, God bless you. God bless you. Thank you.
Amen. Bye-bye. Bye now.
Bye-bye.